Reinhold Heller.
There are few themes that Munch worked on so long and so insistently as he did on the theme of despair. It's something that he took up initially in 1890, representing an experience which he had had one evening along a road which overlooks the city of Oslo.
I was walking along the road with two friends. The sun set. I felt a tinge of melancholy. Suddenly, the sky became a bloody red. I stopped, leaned against the railing, dead tired, and I looked at the flaming clouds that hung like blood and a sword over the blue-black fjord and city. My friends walked on. I stood there, trembling with fright, and I felt a loud, unending scream piercing nature.
The feathery brushstrokes in this work derive from Munch's study of Impressionism. But while the Impressionists sought to capture what their eyes saw, Munch's goal was to capture what he had experienced.
The painting becomes dominated then by the intensely colored reds and yellows that indicate the clouds up above and that form a visual equivalent to the sensation of the scream that Munch initially felt. As he continues to work on that theme and motif, Munch flattens out the forms more until they become developed into the image that has come to be known as the scream.
The scream became Munch's most famous image, and he did numerous versions of it. In this exhibition, it's represented by two prints at the far end of this long gallery. In them, Munch conveys the memory of an experience as originally recorded by his mind's eye. He explained,
"I paint not what I see, but what I saw."